the Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you up drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Megan,
Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Hey, guys, welcome to Tuesday. How are we?
Morning.
Doing great. How are you?
Good vibes.
Yeah, definitely.
Good vibes across the board. Man, I've totally relapsed in my diet.
I've been going so well.
The last week, I've just been eating shit constantly.
No. That's no good.
Do you know what I had for lunch yesterday?
Oh, do tell. Do pray tell.
The filthiest, biggest, drippiest snack pack ever.
That just sounds really good.
Of course it does, but it's not.
Disgusting. Oh, just swimming in sauce. And I got the wrong combo of sauces as well.
Oh, like bad.
The chili sauce, garlic aioli, and sour cream. But
the sour cream is a weird ad.
Then I had KFC for dinner.
Time to switch it up
My
today.
My skin's broken out. I'm just not happy. Not happy, Jan.
You switched things up today, though, haven't you?
Well, I've had a banana
there
so far.
So
that's good.
Go for the rest of the day.
On the good journey today. That's the way. How did you go yesterday, Meg? What did you do?
Went to the gym.
Oh, you made it.
Went to the gym, yes.
Fantastic. Good start.
Yeah. Run us through your workout. Oh, what did you do?
Like, you know those sit-down bike things? I did that for like 15 minutes and then...
That's the lazy person's exercise.
I know, but I wanted to sit there on my phone for a bit. And then treadmill for 45.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So
well done.
Do you go in like an incline? What speed?
So I was 4.5K.
Yeah.
To incline. So I've only just started back. So.
Yeah.
It's more than I'm doing.
Yeah. Just every bit counts.
What did you do, Crevo?
Yesterday, look, I had the person that helps me with my photography stuff pulled out due to diarrhea. Apparently,
unfortunately,
that was me yesterday. Very busy with that.
I thought you meant you caught it and got sick.
No,
I
was
like,
fine.
That was me yesterday.
They're like, do you want me to try and come back? I was like, no.
Stay away from me.
Get healthy first, worry about it.
The only employee of Crevo Corp. First sick day.
Yeah, look, these things happen.
Do you get angry?
No, of course not. You're sick. What
do you
do?
You're a good boss?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Remember we called on the show
to check in?
It was all a good report.
Jess, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Well, I'd be better if I didn't have to have a cold shower last night.
Yeah, you were saying that. Look, I mean, it gets you awake, right?
Well, yeah, sure. It's not pleasant.
Well, it's because you were saying before, you didn't know how to switch like a breaker switch on the...
I didn't know what had happened. I'm standing in the shower going, it's cold, it's not getting hot, I'm tired, I guess we'll just deal with it. And then lights wouldn't turn on. I'm like, oh, God.
Okay, question. Did you
buy a new house?
Did you call your boyfriend?
No, I called my dad.
Don't want to embarrass yourself in front of the boyfriend.
Jackson.
He'd just laugh. He wouldn't help.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm well. I'm very well.
Nice.
Excellent. Ready to go?
Well, you went shopping yesterday. What did you buy?
Just some new shoes and some clothes. Just the huge, you know?
Nice one. Excellent. Always looking fresh, Jackson.
You've got to. You don't want to look like a dag.
Exactly.
That's right.
Hey, Lads vs. Lasses is up next. This is our ultimate battle of the sexes. The Lasses tipped over into 90 yesterday. Very disappointing for the Lads. Still on 78.
We just had a very weak performance.
I know, it's not good. So, come on, guys, we need a strong contender today. 13-10-09, one guy, one girl. The prize this week, pretty cool. It's a $100 voucher from Hampers of the Hunter, hampersofthehunter.com.au. They got beautiful stuff there, just awesome.
The Novos.
Lads. Versus Lasses. Thank you.
Yes, just three questions and a potential coin toss stand between you and the hamper. That's how this works. It's Lad versus Lasses today, the prize. Very cool. A delicious hamper, all thanks to hampersofthehunter.com.au. Check them out if you're looking for hampers.
Okay, so 90 the Lasses are on versus the Lads on 78. Jackson, are you there? Can you please tell me, have we got a decent lad today?
Yeah, we've got a good lad. He's a merry weather boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Excellent.
Let's get into it. We'll meet our lass today. Now, I'm sure she's a lovely woman, but I don't want her to win today. Her name is Jody from Madawi. She's a nurse. She got real loose on the weekend, said she was plastered on her first night out after lockdown, and says she's all about the family, and her son rides motocross. Good morning, Jody. How are you?
Good morning, guys, and yourself?
Yeah, going well.
I could just imagine dealing with a hangover with your son with the motocross bike in the background on a Sunday morning. That would have been horrific.
Sunglasses.
What's your poison, Jody? Are we on the cocktails, the wines, the bourbons?
I like a good bourbon.
Yeah.
Black Sambuca.
I don't know how you do it out at Madawi.
Yeah, that's it. Different way of partying out there, isn't it?
All right, let's crack on with your questions, Jody. Number one for you today, what is a Rio Cutter bender used for cutting?
A Rio Cutter bender? It'd be steel, wouldn't it? Metal?
You know what? I'm going to give it to you. It's Rio mesh, but it's made of steel.
It is.
All right, question number two. Which car company made the top-selling ute in Australia last year?
Holden? No, not Holden. We haven't got Holden anymore.
First answer, only Ford. Question number three. What is the brand Quintrex known for making? Quintrex.
Tires? Quintrex tires?
No.
Good guess, not it.
Boats. Hey, one on the board, not too bad. Well, I mean, it's the bare minimum, but...
bare minimum is actually zero.
Zero, but one off the bare minimum. Yeah, oh, my God, semantics. Let's move on.
Let's go to Ben from Merriweather. He's a concreter, loves his surfing, is a VB kind of bloke. Once went to Thailand for 3 months to celebrate his apprenticeship wrapping up.
I love that.
What did you get up in Thailand, Ben?
Oh, what did you say?
What did you get up to?
Oh, right.
I thought you said up in Thailand.
Okay. That's a different scenario.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
Very good, yourselves?
Going well, man. Ben, you know, I love Thailand. Isn't it such a great country? I was stuck there for 6 weeks once. I refused to come home.
Oh, you're stuck there.
And I ran out of money.
Yeah, I did the same. I ran out of money. I had to come back to work.
Devo.
Work ruins everything. Let's get into your questions. Hopefully, you can get a point on the board for the boys. Okay, question one. Which member of One Direction has just announced a new fragrance and cosmetic line?
Under the blokes.
That's
technically correct. I need a bit more, though.
What one?
Take a stab.
Think about it. Like, not many of them are in the spotlight anymore. Think of who's sort of most prominent.
I don't even know who's in.
I don't think Ben knows anyone. Benny. I reckon them just Harry Styles. All right, multiple choice. What percentage of women dye their hair? Is it A, 50%, B, 60%, or C, 70%?
C.
That is correct.
Can I just say, even though he got that right, how can you possibly know that, man?
Sounds unlikely. But, hey. Yeah, good work, man. Good
one, That's why you give it as a multiple choice. All right, question three. Which of these cooks faster, brown rice or white rice?
Depends which packet you get from Coles.
Just your standard long-grain white rice versus your normal brown rice.
Come on, man. You've got this for us.
50-50.
What?
There we go.
Lads.
Yes. Well done, Ben.
Good job, man.
Benny from Merriweather brought it home. Finally, 79 points. Good job, man. That hamper's coming your way. All good.
100 bucks worth.
Happy days. Up next, guys, just telling you about my little food relapse in the last week. I reckon I've spent like a couple hundred bucks on Menu Log.
Can we go onto your Menu Log app and just see what you've
bought? Meg, do we have to?
Can we?
Do we have to? No. I've had a lot of dramas, though, with them. I want to tell you about it next. I'm being a little bit of a man Karen up next. I want to have a little vent because I don't know about you guys, but I keep getting like missing items in my Menu Log and it really upsets me.
Well, I've had to send emails
and like go all the way.
A lot of admin involved with Menu Log at the moment.
You're having issues too, are you? Oh, see, it's... We can be Karens together. Details next.
The Novos.
I want your opinion on something. I think I've been a bit of a man, Karen, but you tell me.
My name is... My name is... What? My name is...
Karen.
Over the years, guys, I've told you I have high expectations for my food delivery services.
That's right.
I just do. I don't know why. You pay the extra money. You expect decent service, right?
It needs to get there in 3 minutes, hot, and delivered to your bedroom. That's your three simple requests, right?
Back in the day. Not anymore. I was more of a diva back then. I want to talk about, though, my bad luck with deliveries this whole last 7 days. In the past week, I reckon I've had 4 separate occasions where I've been missing items of food or I've been delivered the wrong items.
Has
your kitchen been used in the last week, out of curiosity?
No, it hasn't, man. No. I mean, I did...
The fridge gets used.
Yeah.
It's all leftovers.
I did pick up a banana this morning from the fruit bowl, so that's about the...
A good start.
Anyway, I want to run through some of the orders that I've... place.
Okay.
And I've been just totally taken advantage of here. I'm not happy. One of which was on Sunday. I come home from Sydney and I do love a fat Sunday.
Yeah.
You're hungover. I really was craving Red Rooster.
Okay, great.
Like, I'm onto the Red Rooster bandwagon at the moment. So I spent nearly $40 on Red Rooster. Now, you know, that's a big feast, right?
Yeah.
4 items were missing.
4?
Jeez.
4 items. The wrong sauces, the wrong fried chicken, the wrong burger, and the cheesecake that I ordered wasn't what I expected. So anyway, long story short, I've sent them an email saying, hey, I would like a full refund. And let me tell you, the burger was a mess as well.
Mm.
Just like lettuce everywhere. So I've sent them an email saying, hey, can I get a credit for the things that I didn't get? And I sent them pictures of the food, which was just a mess.
And the wrong food.
They've emailed me back and they said, yeah, we'll give you a credit for that. But then prior to that, like last week, I felt really bad. Tell me if this is too much.
Okay.
But I ordered like burger and chips and a thick shake from a local burger place, which I won't say. And the thick shake was $10.
Oh, my God.
Didn't show up. Now, I feel really bad, but I sent another email yesterday requesting I get a credit for that. But I'm not handing money over to restaurants for free. Mm.
Especially $10 for one drink.
Non-alcoholic drink.
This is where it gets bad and where you'll probably judge me.
All right. Standing by.
I ordered a kebab.
Oh, yeah. Good.
With a can of Coke and some chips.
Yep. Standard order.
A can of Coke. Price, $4. A can of Coke didn't come. And in my rage the other day, I sent a third email about that. The can of Coke.
Do you reckon the guy...
Do you think that's wrong?
No. You paid for it? Yeah, you should be getting it.
Absolutely. Although, the guys at Uber Eats Help probably know your name now. Oh. So that's good. Oh, yeah, we'll just send that right out to you.
Right.
We've got your details already.
You call the restaurant and they just palm it back off to like Menulog or Uber Eats. They have no part in it at all.
Yeah, once it leaves their restaurant, it's not their problem.
I feel
anymore.
Like 3's a little bit too much, though, don't you think?
Nah.
So are you switching between Menulog, Uber Eats, all those different ones? Or
yeah.
The thing is, though, if you went onto Amazon, right, and you bought 3 different, like, you had 3 different packages coming, if every single one of those packages had something missing, you'd say something. Yeah?
Absolutely.
My friends were laughing at me over this. Why are you messaging this? How embarrassing. But I know.
Nah.
When you're looking forward to a filthy feast,
you want it delivered.
You want what you ordered.
You want the gluttony that you promised.
I didn't even get chips with my Red Rooster the other day, and like that was the part I was looking forward to the most.
When you're hungover, so there's something about chips and the salt.
What's happened with you, mate?
Oh, on Sunday we put an order in, and they said, it's going to be about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
2 hours later, it still hasn't. The driver still had not been assigned. So, and by the time we realised, the store that we actually bought from was closed. So by the time the delivery driver would have gotten there in the first place, wouldn't have mattered.
So did you get your food?
We did not. We had to cancel it and order something else. It took another hour.
That's too long.
So, and this was at about, like, because normally I go to bed about 9:30. We didn't get dinner until 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so
frustrating. And I still haven't got the refund. yet from
life. The, just telling us all, stop being lazy sods
and cook.
Get out of your apartment and go and pick it up.
See, at a minimum,
where we live in particular, there's no shortage of places to eat.
Oh, yeah, look, I can't talk either, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, I was about to have a go at you, but won't be a hypocrite. We only live 10 minutes away from each other. You know, maybe less.
If you can find places that do their own old school delivery,
yeah,
it's only usually like $2, firstly, and they're so invested on getting you the food.
But that when you're hungover and there's an in particular thing that you want,
that's true. And you don't want to move.
You don't want to move and you want it to just show up.
The universe is just telling me stop eating crap. Just stop it.
It's a message.
Where's ScoMo when you need him? Stop it. Stop it.
The Novos. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
So there's something I've been thinking about bringing up with you, Maddie, for a while, but I haven't.
Okay.
It's been playing on my mind.
I'm all ears, friend.
So we went and got like a pub meal someday. I can't even remember what the situation is, but this one part of it stands out because your meal arrived. I think it was like a schnitzel or a steak or something.
Yeah.
You grabbed the sauce bottle off the table and just like squirted it all over it, slathered it in sauce. And I was like, what are you doing? It's going to turn everything soggy and you're ruining the chef's good work.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You like what you like.
No, but
do you know what I hate about you?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, true.
You can't even go for a pub meal without you judging me in some way, shape, or form.
You squirted it all over it. It looked like a swimming pool of sauce on top of it at the end. Well, crisscross at least.
And how do you eat a schnitzel slash
the correct
steak?
Way, you put you get the sauce if you need sauce.
Yep.
And you put a little, like, pile of it next to it. So you put something, a little pile that you can dip your food into the correct way, in my opinion.
Well, I think you're wrong. I think you can just eat however you want. Don't you think?
I'm sorry, I'm with Creebo.
Dipping is the way.
Dipping is the thing. You don't douse it.
Now
you
pull
it.
Out your classiness, Meg.
It's the correct way. Dipping is correct.
You get
squirting
more,
is
you get
wrong.
More coverage of the sauce or gravy or whatever it is if you dip.
Sorry. Millionaire Mark thing. Sorry, continue.
Look, it's not about being a millionaire. You can pick any sauce you want. Tomato is great.
I love sauce on things. So I think the logic behind squirting sauce on rather than dipping it is that you always have a nice full flavor, like a full burst of sauce. It's rationing.
But no, when you dip it, you get the, it goes all, like, all over the whole thing.
Exactly. And also, there's a texture element here that you are fully missing.
Yeah.
Because say you've got chips and you cover them in sauce, squirting it all over everywhere, they're going to get soggy by the time you get to the end. To retain the crunch, you need to be a dipper.
You're assuming that I want crunch.
The whole part of a schnitzel, if you got a schnitzel right and it wasn't crunchy, you'd be disappointed, yeah?
Yeah, and if you squirt sauce all over it, it's all
you
over.
You just ruined that chef's hard work.
Okay, this is the debate, because I don't think we're going to be able to settle this here, right now. 13-10-09, are you a dipper or are you a squirter? Surely, everyone's going to be dippers,
yeah,
I'm telling
absolutely.
You, Maddie. You're a man on an island.
What are you, Jess? Are you a dipper or a squirter?
I was just having a deep thought about it. I'm such a dipper, even with steak, like when I get like mushroom sauce,
yes.
I still dip the steak in. I don't pour it all over.
Because you're not a mad lady.
Jackson, save me, my man.
Yeah, I'd prefer to go out with you, Matthew, over
Thank
the other
you.
One.
Two squirters on the team.
That's why I love you.
Three dippers. That's where we're sitting at the moment. All right, the debate rages on. We'll do it next.
The Novos.
13-10-09 this morning. Are you a dipper or a squirter?
I'm wondering, is there a squirting
thing? Yeah, that's right. After seeing Maddie slather his schnitzel in a sauce, I was like, what are you doing?
Sacrilege.
Dipping. Dipping is the correct way. I will convert you. That's my opinion anyway. Meg, you're also
a
dipper.
Are you going to have a complex if we go out for lunch now?
Probably not.
Because
not.
I don't care what any of you think, to be
Maddie's
quite honest.
Maddie's his own man.
We'll just give him this, like, evil eye every time he
squirts it all over there.
You are a hypocrite, Meg,
excuse
because
me?
I have proof that you do squirt.
Excuse me?
You made Jackson for his birthday.
No,
potato jams, and
he
squirted
that on
sauce
himself.
All over it.
He put that on himself. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hey, do you know what? Life has enough rules as it is. Don't tell me how to eat.
No, I'm just telling you the better way.
Just
but that's
trying
my
to improve
opinion.
Your quality of life, but anyway.
Let's
sorry,
go to
sorry
the phones.
For trying to help.
Phones,
Let's
please.
Let's go to Trevor. dipping or squirting, what's the rule?
I agree with Maddie. I'm a squirter.
You're a squirter?
Big old squirter.
Good man,
get out of here, Trevor.
Good man. What kind of things do you squirt on? Like steak, schnitties, chips, all that gear?
Steak, schnitties, sausages, tomato sauce. I've been squirting all through my childhood. And my partner, she's always knocking me about it.
Yeah.
So she should, Trevor.
You know, Trev, sometimes I'll even go as far as having the sauce bottle next to my plate, and then like, with each bite, I'll put some sauce on.
More squirting.
Excessive sauce.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, when you dip, you're actually sogging it more because you're dipping it in deep. When you put a proportional amount of sauce over it, when you squirt, you don't actually smother your meat in sauce. But when you dip it,
it's just covered in it.
Covered, mate.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And you can by squirting, you can control where it goes as well. Thank you.
Okay. One to Team Maddie, boom. Team Squirter. All right. Pam, up next. Are you a dipper or a squirter?
Squirter.
Yeah, come
on.
What's
wrong with people?
You guys are just out of touch and a bit snobbish.
No.
Okay, no. Same deal, Pam. So you go to a pub and you've got the sauce bottle next to you?
Oh, certainly. Oh, if they don't usually have sauce on the table, so you have to ask for sauce. So when they give it to you in that little tiny pot, I pour that all over the top, say, of your schnitzel, and sometimes I ask for a second one.
Oh, see,
not enough.
The pot, Pam, is for dipping. I don't understand what you're doing. You're misunderstanding the use of the cutlery.
No, they never give you enough. You've got to actually spread it all over, especially your schnitzel.
Oh, yes.
Okay, spreading it wide, very important to Pam.
Thank you, Pam. Let's go to Louise. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Louise. Are you a dipper or a squirter?
Okay, I have pros and cons in both of these.
Well, let's hear your arguments, and then I'm going to push you to choose.
Okay, I would not squirt all over a schnitzel.
Yeah.
For the simple reason that it makes the crumbs go soggy.
Okay.
Thank you. But, some common sense.
But there's a but.
Yes, there is a but. But you have to squirt all over your potato chips. For the simple reason, by the end of them, they are soggy. It's a bit like Weet-Bix. You know when you start eating your Weet-Bix, it's crunchy, but by the end it's soggy.
The old soggy Weet-Bix. Yeah.
And you cannot go back and put more Weet-Bix in because then they're crunchy and it's not the texture of the sogginess.
That's true.
And that's why you have to squirt on your chips.
So you go both ways, what you're saying. All right. Now, Maddie did
take
say
that as a full stop. Now, if you have to choose, Louise, if you could do one or the other for the rest of your life, would you squirt or dip?
Dip.
Yes.
There was always one.
We got one. Logical.
You know what, though? Maddie, you did get 66% of the votes.
Oh, Jackson, myself.
And two of the callers, and potentially three, really. So maybe, Meg, we're the weird ones, right? If you look at the statistics.
Maybe.
Thank you. Argument settled, which never happens,
very
by the
rarely.
Way. Very rarely do we get a clear, concise
clear winner.
Result.
Yeah.
Hey, up next, I'm very excited. I'm getting my first ever brand new mattress in my entire
Your
life. First ever this afternoon.
Very
what
excited.
Always had second hand.
Oh, yep,
we're
yep,
cheap.
Yep.
Always had second
hand. Save a dollar,
so
I get it.
We forked out, got a brand new mattress. It's getting delivered today. Yeah. I'm so excited. But I got a bit judged yesterday because I decided to, even though the delivery guy's probably not going to come into the house, I had to clean the bathroom, like, spotlessly.
A filthy mess in there.
No, that's the thing. I had to bleach it just because I was paranoid that they might come into the bathroom.
The delivery guys. The delivery guy's not going. Anyway, we'll discuss this more because I think you've gone too far.
Yeah, I might be a bit nuts.
The Novos. Meg, big day of cleaning yesterday.
Yeah, it's been cleaned.
Oh, yes. Yes, it has. I mean, if I'd never, ever cleaned it, it would have been...
I don't understand what it is. Josh gives me crap for it all the time. Whenever we've got anyone coming over to possibly, like, deliver anything, I have to, like, fully clean the bathroom, regardless if they go in there or not. Like, the bathroom is relatively clean, but I'm talking, like, last week I scrubbed all the shower screens and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I had to do it again. Just so it was clean? Is this weird?
That is OCD at its
definitely.
Finest.
Definitely. It's just a delivery driver.
I know. Well, my theory is, like, cause it's not a small delivery. They're dropping a mattress off. They're picking up the old one. They're going to be shuffling. It's probably going to be about a 10-minute drop-off. Yeah. Just on the slight off chance they need to use the bathroom, it needs to look perfect.
Wow, that is an element, like a sort of OCD type element, I reckon, a little bit.
I get it, Meg, if you're like having guests over, that maybe like
point.
Staying for the night, a couple yeah. of days.
We
you
don't have
want
anyone
people...
come over to our apartment, to be fair.
Look, let's be honest, yeah. right? I feel like most people's bathrooms aren't great all the time.
No.
Like, I'm going to be honest, mine's probably a 5.
Mm.
Yeah,
like it's not perfect. I clean yeah. it once every 3 weeks, like just
probably, yeah.
But like it sits around a 5. I'm not gonna lie. What about yeah. yours, Krogo?
Yeah, probably similar. 5, 6.
6 or 7.
You're overcompensating.
I like to have a clean bathroom because it just makes, because we've got a very small house.
Yeah,
that does make sense.
Whenever one room is messy, it makes the whole house look messy.
Okay, so. If said delivery drivers ask to use your toilet, would you say yes?
Yeah, that's fine.
No,
go for
so
it.
You can't do that.
Just go. No, it's just
Macca's is around the corner.
It's just out of order. do like, there's this one servo that I know they're lying.
They just put
the old out of order sign on it.
They're probably going to see it though. That's the problem, because when you have to walk past our bathroom to get to the bedroom.
So shut the door.
Yeah.
And also, delivery drivers, let me tell you, they see some shocking places.
That's
if yours
true.
Is a 5, even,
nah,
it's already clean to
be
compare.
It's cleaned, bleached, disinfected.
Do you really want them disgracing your toilet?
That
like, honestly. Like,
I would rather that than be judged for having a messy bathroom.
Think about what. Look, I'm generalizing here, but think about what a mattress delivery guy has for breakfast. He's going to the takeaway shop, maybe a lasagna in the plastic container for breakfast with a big, like, mocha, Big M or something.
Or,
you know?
Or fish and chips.
Or yeah, fish see, and that chips. Doesn't bother me. That doesn't
and
bother
a bacon
me at all.
And egg roll later in the morning.
At 11.
The judgment I will get from them for having a really dodgy bathroom is worse than that, I think, for me, personally.
Well, look, credit to you. There's nothing wrong with cleaning your bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
No,
that's
no.
But if you have random people coming over just to drop off deliveries, you're not going out of your way to make
no
that house
chance.
Look.
Shut the door.
Just shut the door. The only bit they'll see is the bedroom where they're delivering it
to. Well,
they're
not even doing that. So Josh is getting up like really early this morning to move the mattress out into the hallway. So,
so
to make it easy for them.
See,
so
I'd be more worried about them judging the old mattress.
Well, it is his old mattress.
Keep
like,
the sheet on in the hallway.
He's had it for 11 years before we even met him.
Is it stained?
No.
It's not at
no,
that
No, we've
point.
Got the mattress protectors and all that kind of stuff on it.
Yeah.
It's in good nick. That's some. So you're not going to worry about. Look, Meg, I know what you're saying, but hey, take it as this. It's a good excuse to clean it. Now you're sweet for a little while.
Can I ask a question then?
Yeah.
When we came over a couple of weekends ago
yeah.
for dinner, did you do a big spring clean of the
course.
House beforehand?
Of course. Whenever you get guests around, that's a different story. But if it's just somebody dropping off a telly
enough.
Or something.
That's the closest I have to visitors. I don't invite people to my house.
Birds only.
Birds only. If you've got a dog, sure, come over. If you just want to come over for a visit, just wrap it up.
Well, look, nice and clean, Meg. Nice
yeah.
and clean.
Yeah.
At least you don't have to do it for a while now.
I know, it's good. Until the next delivery.
Go from a 10 back to a, you say 7, I'm going to say 5, though, I think. The
Novos. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
And I'll pull your head back and I'll force feed you Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Creebo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Oh, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you
when. Maddie, Megan, Creepo. What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Seeing that we're on a roll with solving problems here on this show today, let's continue it.
Yes,
my
idea.
Friend, chatting to him over the weekend, he's moving houses tomorrow. So literally the same suburb, one street away, but he's got a lot of stuff. And he just kept hinting that he's dreading the whole situation.
It's so hard, I can't do it.
Leaving the packing till like yesterday. Oh. So you know it's all last minute, right?
Yeah.
Now, he's a bit of a tight ass, I'm not going to lie. He's a tight ass. The more money you have, the tighter you are. Stand by that. He was just whinging about the cost of removalists and stuff, and I thought, you know what? Should I offer to help him move? Like, just be an extra pair of hands. I'll go down to Sydney. I'll come back. I feel like, as a friend, that's the right thing to do.
If you live in the same city, yes. In this case, don't worry about it.
I'm like, what, an hour and a half away?
But when you do this job,
he does this job as well somewhere else.
Exactly, and so he knows how hard it is.
No.
Would he come up here to help you move?
I would. I think he would. I almost felt like obliged to offer, though.
Yeah, I understand that.
I think you're totally wrong. He's a grown man.
I hate moving. I hate lifting boxes.
If you hate lifting them, pay someone to do it. Don't rope all your mates in to do all
he
that.
He didn't ask, just dropping the hints, though.
Yeah,
even that wrong, don't do it.
I feel like you should offer, but in this case, he is a little bit too far away. Not to mention, you don't drive, so it's not like you have a car that you can help him move stuff in.
All right, so you say if we were same city, you
same
would.
Same city, do it, absolutely.
I say no, not as an adult. Like, once, if you're just in out of high school, it's your first move, you don't know what you're doing, sure. But you're in your 30s.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, you're in your 30s. Get some professionals in to do it.
It's one of those jobs, isn't it, that, like, exists in the beer currency world where you just get, like, a case of beer or something for your mates that come and help. Mm. It's not fair, really.
Not once you're over the age of 18.
I did end up offering.
Mm.
He contemplated it. He was like, oh, if you really want to, man.
You don't really want to.
He thought, it's a bit far, a bit unfair. 13:10:09 this morning, should you offer to help friends/family move houses?
Absolutely
just
not.
A given.
No.
Yeah, if they're close enough by, you got to do it. Because you would kind of expect them to help too.
Yeah, well, it's nothing's for free, hey?
No.
Creed, hire so right now. We'll take your
hire
calls.
Hire some help, if you will.
Well, yes.
I like what you did there, Meg.
The Novos.
We're asking you, should you offer to help friends/family move houses?
The Novos.
Yeah, my friend is tomorrow. I felt obliged. You just kept dropping hints. Like, look, just ask, you know? If you need help, happy to do it. Anyway, I thought, I'm going to have to offer, aren't I? So I said to him, man, do you want help moving? Like, I'm happy to come down after work on Wednesday and, like, come back home.
I think as part of the friendship code, you don't specifically ask for help, but you expect it to be offered.
Oh, geez. I think once you reach 22... as the maximum age, you can ask mates to help you move house. Get some movers.
We moved at 27. We had removalists and people helping.
Well, that's a whole different story. Yeah. But at least you've got some professionals on the scene.
That was for the big stuff.
Doing the big stuff.
The washing machine and whatnot.
Put a cup in a box. That's fine.
I do have an update for you, right?
Oh, great.
So, as I said before, offered. And he kind of toyed with the idea, should we do it? Put in the extra work, hire the truck, all that gear. He's messaged me back. I've just had a look. And he said, hey, no need to worry because I've just got a removalist for free through Instagram.
What?
So he's like
doing the old story.
Influencer situation.
Oh, post, free removalist.
Oh, how good is that? Hey, that's pretty awesome for him.
I can't even get a cup of coffee through Instagram and he's getting removalists.
Well, they want to be doing a good job then as well because
absolutely.
If they break something, no payment.
Hey, Carly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Should we be offering our friends assistance when they move?
Yeah, I think you should. Like, you think you're going to probably want their help one day. So it's good to have that little favour in the bag.
You know what? Maddie's in actually the perfect situation because he's offered and been declined. So now he can still ask for the favour and doesn't have to pay with one.
I love that. Do you give...
I actually offered my friend to help move a few years ago and I woke up, I was hungover.
Yeah.
So I was delayed a few hours and then I dropped my boyfriend at the pub and I thought I'd just have one beer with him. One turned into two turned into three. I never turned up.
Oh, you never turned up.
Oh, dear.
That's even worse.
That's awful.
Because you're expecting somebody to...
I was like, oh, I'm just going to have one more beer. She's like, yeah, okay. But I was like, I've had too many to drive. She's like, oh, my God, you're so hopeless. I was like, have fun moving. Love you.
So when you need to move next time around and then she helps you, she's not going to show up.
Pub drinking. Yeah, yes. That could happen.
Oh, God. Yeah, but that's petty, though. You'd just go and help.
For the housewarming, buy her a case of beer and see how it goes down.
Yeah.
Thanks, Carly. Appreciate your call.
Let's go to Eddie. Is it... can't even get my words
should
out this morning.
To help your friends move. Eddie, what's your thoughts on this?
Oh, I reckon you should give them a hand, yeah.
Have you helped a lot of friends move over the journey, Eddie?
I have, and I've also had it helped as well to move 7 hours, so.
Oh, seven. Well, where from where?
I moved from Newcastle to Junee, and then I moved from Junee back to Newcastle.
Oh,
Eddie,
you've
told
got some
me
good friends.
A 7 hour commitment. I think that's probably asking a bit much. What did you give them for it? Like, I don't think your case of beer is going to cut it there. You wanted a couple of extra things.
Oh, it was a bit of a holiday.
That's all right.
Once we finished.
You're offering a holiday. I mean, I'll do that again.
Yeah.
For a holiday, absolutely. Thanks, 7 hours work.
Appreciate it.
Good deal.
Good. You're right, though. Perfect situation. Offered and declined. That's
it's
what
a win-win. Jackson in up next. What's the goss? What's on the way, my man?
Adele has opened up about people being so pressed about her weight loss. Also, too, Halle Berry has opened up the debate over who is the queen of hip-hop.
Oh, yeah.
What does Halle Berry have on that?
Who knows? I'll tell you very soon.
Before we go to that, just back to the moving thing.
Oh, yes.
Jackson, you have a ute. Do you always get asked to help people move?
All the time. Oh. All the time. It's so annoying, especially when it's people at work. Like, there's been people in the past who have done it. I'm just an absolute solid no. I don't care if we're friends. I don't care if we're colleagues. You're not touching my car, and I'm not giving up my days off.
Sorry, my ute is full. There's nothing in the back but a pencil, Jackson.
It's full.
It's full.
What's the cost in minutes in UFM?
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, yes. Producer Jackson, hit us with that goss. What do you got for us this morning, man?
So big debate is happening right now over who is the queen of hip-hop, and it's between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, because Halle Berry has set the fans loose on Twitter. So Halle Berry and Cardi B are doing this all-female-led, like, soundtrack for this sporting movie.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard about this. I've never heard of this movie ever until I opened Daily Mail today. But she threw out there and just said that Cardi B is the queen, and then I don't know if you know the model Winnie Harlow, but she weighed in and then set the fans crazy as well. And now Cardi B is being trolled because everyone's like, no, girl, it's Nicki Minaj. And she's like, on Twitter, I'm going to try and decipher this because Cardi B, she just writes, like, intense.
You
she's
can't
like,
understand, yeah.
I know some of you girls and boys out there tussle over this type of childish bleep, but Halle Berry is playing in a game of her own and then just obviously promotes the movie, so she's just trying to shut it down
completely.
Do you
know who is the queen of hip-hop and R&B? Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Epic. She's the true queen. These girls are just princesses.
So do you think, where does Beyonce sit in this whole situation?
She's not in there. She's not in there.
Not at all.
No. I'm going to get in trouble for this, but Beyonce's old news. Like, she just has so much clout for absolutely no reason. I mean, no chart toppers. She went to number one in Australia once with one of her albums for selling 7,000 units. Like, Do you know what I mean? If you release a winter album, you can do that. Beyonce is overhyped.
We were literally discussing this in the car this morning. Beyonce hasn't really done anything noteworthy
it's
in a
been
long time.
Ages. A couple of these sort of, what does she call them? Like albums with no announcement. Like, oh, it's a surprise.
Surprise drops.
She just really works the like secrecy of her life.
It's her brand. To work. It's not her music, it's her brand.
Do you know what she's done so well? Align herself with movies. She does a lot of movie soundtracks.
That's true.
She does have a song out at the moment. Bet you haven't heard of it. Beyonce, Be Alive for the biographical drama film King Richard.
No, I haven't heard of it. Like, have not heard of it at all. No, hey, she probably pays well, though, the old movie soundtracks, because they've got the big budget from the studio. You get paid without selling a single record.
Well, do you remember when she did Lion King? She didn't even show up for anything. She screened her red carpet, and then they edited her into the cast photo.
Oh, that's funny.
She's actually, what she's done by not releasing any, like, proper like pop music for so long, she's pretty much like gave away her legacy. She could have been the Adele.
Yeah, that's true. Know?
But she's let someone like Adele take over. Mm.
But like, does Beyonce even exist now that I'm thinking about it? Like, when have you ever seen a paparazzi video of Beyonce in the street?
It's been a long time.
You know, they say we live in a simulation and you've never seen your neighbours taking the groceries. Has anyone seen Beyonce taking her groceries?
No,
She doesn't exist. Speaking of Adele, Maddie, you were comparing Beyonce to Adele. She has done that big Oprah special over in the States, so that's aired and everyone's going crazy about it. I've got to say, if you do see this, Lizzo's the standout for me because she's just in the front row, like, living her best life. But Adele's opened up about the backlash that she copped over all the weight that she lost because she looks amazing right now, but people were, like, real mad at her.
I'm not shocked or even fazed by it because my body has been objectified my entire career. But it's not my job to validate how people feel about their bodies. And I feel bad that, you know, it's made anyone feel horrible about themselves. But that's not my job. I'm trying to sort my own life out.
Yeah, oh my God.
People lose their minds when, like, not that Adele was overweight, but bigger, like, singers and whatnot lose weight. Missy Elliott was the same. When she dropped heaps, people slammed her for it.
Yeah.
For no particular reason, she was getting healthy. And they're like, you know what?
It's because they're used to someone a certain way. And then when there's any small change in their life, people don't know how to deal with it.
Well, it's like when celebs get plastic surgery and it's like everyone needs to chill. If you have problems, go see a therapist.
Do you know
or like educate your kids on body positivity. It's but it's not a celebrity's responsibility to set those standards 100%. For you and your
just
family.
It's so crazy because I feel like people forget that someone like Adele, any celebrity, they are people too that have the same issues that we all do. Oh, I look fat in the mirror today. My jeans don't go up all the way. We all have these issues
these
regardless.
Complexes,
you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go. Can't wait to watch that. It's airing here on Sunday, I think. It's 7 o'clock on Channel 7.
That'll be a good watch for sure.
Going to Jess in the newsroom next at New FM. Plus, we have a brand new game. The Cash is back playing for $525 before 8 o'clock with Smash for Cash. I'm going to play the sound now for you. Take
treat?
A listen. A little express treat for you this morning. If you think you know what this is, have a think and call us when we tell you. Alright, I'll leave that there.
The Novos. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Sitting on the lounge having dinner, a very late dinner on Sunday night, we're watching the least emotive TV show there is, Flip or Flop.
Oh, yeah, just
on
like...
Nine Life.
Is that sort of like fixing up houses?
Fixing up houses, like flipping them, making money, all that kind of stuff. And an ad comes on for Optus, right? 30 seconds into this ad, I'm blubbering like you would not believe. It's an ad
crying.
For Optus.
Were the deals really good on the phones?
There was no deals in it whatsoever. So what I want to do next, I want to get into this ad. I've sent you the link for this very ad. Tell me if I'm crazy.
Okay.
Crying over this particular ad for Optus.
We'll watch the ad in the song.
Yeah.
And then we'll do an analysis.
Yes.
I feel like I've just been qualified as a therapist or something.
That's what we do here.
The Novos.
So just before, I sent Maddie and Creevo an ad that I saw while I was watching TV on Sunday night for Optus, right?
Yep.
That sent me over the edge. I was blubbering for like 5 or 10 minutes after with ugly crying. I don't know why. Yeah, the ad basically, they're not even promoting anything in particular, I don't think.
All right, well, explain the ad to us. So we've had a look at it.
Yeah.
What about the ad? Like, tell us the premise.
So it looks like it's like a little sugar glider, and his little sugar glider wife is pregnant, and they're watching like the house next to them. They're pregnant as well, and he's learning how to build this, like, the cots.
Yeah.
And he's watching all these little videos to build cots for his little... Oh, my God, I want to cry.
So, I saw...
I don't know what it is.
I saw this ad very differently. So, the way I saw this is an animal broke into a person's house and then used their phone and their data without permission, somehow cracked into the phone and then took off and stole several items from the house to use in their own house. If I do that, I'd be charging those sugar gliders with break and entry and using my personal data device without permission. Very different views on the subject, I'm thinking.
Did you not see the eyes on the sugar glider?
Look, they were cute eyes. But just because a criminal is cute doesn't make them, like, allowed to break the law. What about you, Maddie? You watched the ad as well. Criminals.
Better music. Look, it's a very cute ad, Meg, but
so
you're right, Crevo. They were taking quite a lot from those poor people at Christmas time.
Man,
as well.
I know. They're struggling. People are struggling.
Grinches.
But the little mum sugar glider who's holding her belly, like, while he's building all this stuff, like, I'm the least maternal person that I know.
I was going to say, are you getting a bit clucky, Meg?
No, that's the thing. No children for me ever. But, like, I just... Oh, my God.
Do you know what is fascinating about that whole thing? And, like, I get it. Sometimes ads get you in a weak moment, and that's what they're designed for, me.
Oh, yeah.
The other ad that was making people cry only not too long ago was I think it was the Qantas ad.
I had no emotion to that whatsoever.
Featuring the random boulders in the middle of the desert.
Yeah. I had zero emotion to that whatsoever. I think it's an animal thing.
Yeah, well, I think that's really at the heart of it.
Animal related, I lose my mind over. I'm just going to bring this up because you were cruel to me the other day. I told Maddie the story. I told you as well, Crevo.
Yeah.
Of how I was watching the Saddle Club when I was like 9 years old and my little guinea pig Patches died in my arms. So Maddie decided to get the song up from Saddle Club and then show me photos of guinea pigs. And I'm sitting here trying not to cry.
Do you know what gets me? When people cry over, like, animals and not humans.
Oh, because animals don't do anything wrong. I hate humans half the time.
Oh, Meg, you need help, doll.
Well, this is what this segment was about, seeing if I did need professional help. Apparently, I do.
Maybe just a little bit. Maybe
look,
just a little bit.
Look, if you're not... If
it is a cute ad.
Ugly crying,
if it hits
though.
You in the feels as well, can you hit me up so I don't feel so weird?
So, how quickly did you change to Optus? And
I'm already with Optus, and I literally turned to Joshua. You know how much I hate them.
I've got the ad up here.
I think the music.
Can sugar gliders even purr?
You're not going to make me cry on it.
Good quality timber.
What the hell?
It's so cute. He makes little cots for his sugar glider babies anyway.
Oh, look, Meg, it's okay. It's the end of the year. Christmas.
I'll make both of you cry one day.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
I think we've got hearts of... Oh, Creeper, I've only seen you cry once, actually.
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Yeah.
But not
I don't
when,
cry that much
not
anymore.
Not when criminals are breaking into me house, you know? Just a pass from me.
Any sugar gliders, don't go near Creeper's house. You're in danger.
Well, you're right in the tree outside. You live there as much as you want.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, we have a brand new game we launched yesterday. It's called the Novo Smash for Cash. Now, we've smashed an item with a hammer. Now, your job is to guess what the item is that we smash. Now, Crevo and I are playing along with you. Meg, you're the only person that knows what we smashed. You're getting the anger out at least.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you won't be crying off the sides. Here it is. Take a listen and tell us what you think it is. One more time. Yesterday on the show, we've had two guesses so far, a money tin and a Milo tin. Not those.
No.
If you think you know what it is, 131009, we'll play next. Playing for $525.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, you heard the man, giant hammer in here, Meg. You went smashing stuff last week.
It was hard
week.
Not to just like stop at one.
You just thing. Wanted
I,
to I keep smashing.
Like the desk or the computers or something, but the boss said, no, just stick to this.
Hey, coming up to Christmas, $525 we are playing for today. Here's the sound. Listen very carefully, and let's get some more runs on the board. Take a listen. Here it is. Good smash.
It is. Really good hit there, Meg. Experienced with the hammer.
Thank
Yesterday's
you.
Guesses, a Milo tin and a money tin.
Both incorrect, those. Sadly. No.
Let's meet our contestant. Her name is Holly. She's from Weston. Is a cleaner. Is tossing up between spending the cash on bills or a weekend away. Hey, Holly.
How are you guys?
Really good. Now, Meg, throwing it to you, if you had the cash, what would you do out of those two?
Oh, you treat yourself. You go on the holiday.
Of course.
Where would you Where would you go, Holly?
I'm not sure. Probably not too far away. Maybe Nelson's Bay or
Fort
Stevens for the weekend.
Yeah, keep it local.
Staycation.
Even Sandgate, maybe. Just keep it local.
Yeah, somewhere nice.
Exactly. Yeah. Somewhere nice. Exactly
like
right.
It.
Hey, Holly. The Sandgate's beautiful.
That's what she's saying. You don't need to defend it.
All right, here's your chance. What do you think Meg has smashed, Holly?
I'm going to go with DVD player.
A Ooh, DVD
all right,
player.
Let's listen to it again.
Yeah, here we go. So the DVD inside didn't take out. Meg, is it correct?
It's not correct. Oh, sorry, Holly.
No. Oh, that's okay.
Good job.
Chances.
Good job, though. Thanks, Holly.
You can't win if you don't call, so...
Hey, absolutely.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you at the pub drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. It's frightening.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
So all this week we are auditioning people to come on our royal tour. Now this is of course us going between all of the royal hotels in the region. So we've got the Royal Crown Hotel at Dudley, the Royal Hotel at Waratah. There's going to be a bite of lunch there as well. The Royal River in Morpeth and the Royal Federal Brankston and the Royal Oak at Cessnock. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a big day.
All of us dressed up in our regalia. Maddie dressed as Queen Elizabeth, which is going to be very exciting.
Yes. It's going to be worth coming along just to see that.
Yeah, that's right. But it's very exclusive.
Yes.
There's only limited number of seats on this royal tour. So you have to audition by telling us a bit about yourself and being a bit of a quirky character.
Real talk, we don't want boring people to come along to this. We want fun people only.
We need some blokes as
yes.
well. We've got a lot of women on board.
Yeah, that's right.
Fellas, come on.
Lads, this is going to be a great day. It's going to be very exciting. You can wear any kind of royal outfit you like.
Be a king for a day.
Exactly.
Come on.
It's very rare that you get an excuse to wear a king's outfit into a pub and not look silly.
This is exciting. If you think that you have a personality that you rate yourself 10 out of 10 with, give us a call, 131009.
The Novos.
5-3 Maddie Megan Crevo's Royal Tour.
Yeah, this is going to be a brilliant event, of course. We just came across this idea by accident on the show, going, oh, my God, how many places are called the Royal around this region? Turns out it's a phenomenon. It's everywhere. places are called the Royal across the country. So we thought, better do a royal tour.
Do you know what I love about this whole thing? We haven't done anything like this for so long, thanks to COVID. And we live and breathe doing this, like, random stuff here on this show. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, everyone going to be in outfits, all dressed up to the nines.
It's going to be the most prestigious event I think Newcastle's seen in many, many years.
We've hired a big bus.
That's
We're just
right.
going to travel around all day. Lots of games and fun activities.
All part of it. And we want people who are a bit of a character, you know, a bit wacky, a bit out there maybe, or just a lot of fun and, you know, willing to get into a royal outfit and go to a pub. Like, it's not everyone is up for that, right?
That sums it up. Let's meet Crystal first up, guys. Same as yesterday. Mm-hmm. We'll hear Crystal's pitch and then we'll all vote. Majority rules. Crystal, hello.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, going well, Crystal. First question, do you rate yourself the fun person in your friendship group?
Yeah, 100%. I'm so much fun. I love going out and partying.
Nice one.
So you're the party starter.
Yes, definitely the party starter. I like to be the centre of attention as well.
Okay.
So I feel like my outfit choice is definitely going to be the queen because, amazing, the queen.
Do you think you can go par for par with Maddie? Being a queen.
Well, I'm going to be in drag as Queen Elizabeth, so you and I, Crystal, will have to have a queen off.
Ooh.
Oh my God, I could be like a drag queen.
Oh my God.
This is good.
Maybe you can come as Prince Philip and I'll be the queen.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
You know what? I don't even need to wait for the vote. Yes.
Okay,
it's a yes from Meg.
A yes.
Yeah, it's a yes.
Yeah,
come on.
It's a yes from me. You're coming along to the royal tour.
You know what? And you asked about boys too. Me and my boyfriend are in the car yesterday, and he is so pumped.
Really? Well, you can bring that person.
I might even get him a little wig and put him as Harry.
I love this.
Oh,
fantastic
idea. Why don't you guys go as Harry and Meghan?
Oh, yes.
Dress him as Meghan.
Trying to bring the queen attention away from yourself.
And he's like, there's only one queen.
There's only one queen here in the state.
How dare you?
Love it, Crystal. Welcome to the royal tour. You're coming.
Good job, your majesty.
Let's go to Sean. Hello? Hello, Sean.
Hello.
Are you ready to be king for a day, Sean?
Absolutely.
All right. What's the outfit you've got in mind?
I was thinking maybe Prince Philip.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
We need a Prince Philip.
Tell us a bit about yourself, Shawnee. How old are you? Where are you from?
I'm 35. I'm from Maitland.
Yep.
I'm a bank manager for a reputable bank.
Okay.
Bank manager's not usually fun.
What do you do on the weekend then, Sean?
Pardon?
What do you do on the weekend to escape the bank manager life?
Oh, you have to go out to the pub every weekend. I love the pub. It's part of my culture. You need a pub on the bus, so...
Are you actually a Brit?
Yeah, I'm a pub. I'm from Birmingham. I've been here for 12 years.
Nice one. Oh, wow.
I'm loving the accent.
I don't think we have any real Brits.
No, that's
on the
true.
World tour.
Maybe that in itself is qualification. You're definitely going to come in an outfit. Who are you thinking of bringing if you do come?
I'll bring my wife, Emma. She's lovely. She'll enjoy it.
Will she dress up as well?
Yeah, absolutely. She's a bit of a nutter as well.
I like that word.
All right.
I'm a sucker for an accent, so I'm saying yes.
All right. He's married me.
I'm engaged, but I can still like an accent. Leave me alone.
It's a tough one. A real pom, Maddie. I don't know. Yes from me.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Oh, I was going to say the bank manager, the bank manager thing.
Yeah, but
hey.
Apparently his wife's a nutter. That's like, that's entertainment,
I'm going to say no, but you've got majority.
Just
Sean,
think of
lady
in the street, but a freak in the bed.
You're on the
Maybe
royal tour.
He's, you know, a very, very professional man at work, and then on the weekend he gets loose.
Welcome.
welcome indeed.
One more, Tony. Yeah. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Oh, Tony, you've heard all of this. Are you the fun one in your family?
Absolutely, and I love a good dress up.
Why should we invite you along to the royal tour, Tony? Tell us why.
Okay, here's a few examples of when I've dressed up for a night on the town.
Mm.
I recently had my 50th up in Airlie Beach, and we had an 80s glam photo shoot. We were just in our resort, but my friend and I decided to do a pub crawl around Airlie Beach.
Oh, yes.
In the get-up, in the 80s get-up.
We ended up in a nightclub, dancing away till like 3 in the morning. And we were the stars of the place. Like, this was full of 20-year-olds, and they all wanted to dance with us. I've done wine tours in a Roman theme. I've done wine tours as a pirate theme, dressed as a pirate.
You on your own?
Are you single-handedly keeping shindigs in business?
Yes.
I love that you have this weird fascination with getting dressed up in weird outfits.
And drinking.
Oh, I love it.
That sounds fun. Okay, so you do get two tickets. Who would you be bringing with you?
Well, if my husband will dress up, he's a little bit sort of more shy than I am.
Nah, he's not allowed to come. Do you have a fun girlfriend that's like gets a bit loose?
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
Yeah, no hubby. We have to, if anyone brings like a boring person, we have to drop them back off.
Yeah, they'll be kicked off the bus.
Yeah, no, there's no boring people. Okay, votes please, Meg, you first.
I'm easy today, yes.
If you bring your friend that's also good at dressing up, then yes. If it's the husband, then no.
No, I'll bring a friend.
Okay, then it's a yes from me.
Look, everyone's all too nice. Well, look, you're coming.
Were you going to say no?
I was going to say no. Look, only because...
You need to start you sound giving fun, yours
Tony.
Yes.
No, you sound fun, Tony, but then you said you're bringing your shy husband. No good.
Yeah, but she said that the husband wasn't coming at the end. We convinced her no hubby.
Well, am I allowed to have an opinion?
No.
Yeah, of course.
You're pushovers, you two. Yeah, we only get one shot
at this.
You
said yes to these everyone guys, yesterday.
I'm not hearing I want to go out and, like, get loose with these people.
I am.
Today.
That sounds like a bunch of fun, I reckon.
Tony was at a nightclub with 20-year-olds dressed in 80s gear. Like, that.
Till 3 in the morning.
Till 3 in the morning.
No, look,
it
it'll be
like
fun.
You're the buzzkill here.
Yeah.
Maybe I am.
Maybe we need to take his double pass away.
Excuse me. I don't think so. Hey, look, welcome to the Royal Tour. You guys, hey, majority rules on this show. That's always. Right. Welcome. We're giving away tickets all week here on the show, so tell your mates about it.
Mm.
I'm on a mission tomorrow. I want some guys that are like between 20 and 30.
Yeah.
That just have are ready for a fun time.
Mm. All right. So young guys.
Yeah,
who
a couple of young guys.
It's your turn tomorrow. Special edition.
Mm. They're looking for the Prince Harrys of the world.
Exactly. Back in the partying days.
Back in the partying days. Absolutely.
There's a guy that's dressed up and made big mistakes. Yeah.
Well, that's a whole different story.
Up next, we're playing What's My Age Again here on the show, guys. Very simple. We do this every week. We basically ask you a series of random questions about your life. Mm. We listen to your voice. We then analyze everything and try and guess how old you are. Very simple. Looking at the leaderboard here today, guys, I am still streaking ahead on 28 points, followed by Meg on 25 and Crevo. A lowly 22. If you want to play, 13 10 09, we'll take your calls next.
The Novos.
Like, it's a nice song and all,
working
but
for smooth now, are you?
Nice song and all, but when you're single and you hear that, it's like, oh, come on, babe.
A new FM.
Love's not that nice.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Like, one of the lyrics in that song is "When you kiss my nose." Just a little quick, like, quiz around the team. Yeah. When's the last time your partner kissed you sweetly on the end of the nose?
Accidentally, probably no, last like, week, actually. But on purpose. Never in my
Prevo,
life.
Prevo, did
no,
you?
No, of course not. Who's like kissing that bit?
What about you, Jess? Do you
big nose kisser, are ya?
Does your man kiss at the end of your nose?
God, no.
Come here, darling. Give us the end of your nose.
Weird.
Yeah, weird, right? Hey, what's my age again right now? This is where we ask you a bunch of random questions. Listen to your voice. Your job is to try and fool us. Mm. We need to guess your age closest without going over gets the point, guys. Let's kick it off, shall we?
Yeah, let's go to Wendy. Hello.
Morning, how are you all?
Doing really well. Let's kick into this. When was the last time you did a shot at a bar?
Oh, a long time ago.
Okay. Question number two. Do you wear the granny undies or the sexy undies?
Oh,
sexy.
Okay. All right, Maddie, no you're doubt. Up first.
I think you, Wendy, are 56, Meg.
52.
I think you are 42.
How old?
Oh, I'm 59.
Oh,
Maddie, point one.
For me.
Good
Very
job.
Good, thank you.
You sound younger. All right, oh, next.
It fooled us.
It fooled all of us. All right, next is Debbie.
Debbie, hello, how are you?
Hello, good, thank you.
That's the way. All right, question number one for you. What was the last present you bought yourself?
I bought myself the Lego Christmas set.
Lego Christmas Ooh. Set. That's a very unusual present for yourself.
Next question. Do you own a dressing gown?
Yes.
Mm, okay, Meg, you're
I'm going to say, Debbie, you're 34.
I think you are 46.
No, I think you are 31, Debbie.
Oh, well, actually, I'm 47 today.
Oh, happy birthday!
Yay. Congratulations.
Happy birthday.
And thank you, because I get a point.
Yes, boom.
Presents are for Crevo today. Yeah.
Are you doing anything special, yeah. Debbie?
I'm going to work and then going to have some cake with my family tonight.
Oh, very sweet.
Beautiful.
Oh,
that's you lovely. Have a good day.
Yeah. All right.
Happy
Next
birthday,
caller.
Indeed.
Let's go to, guys.
It's Belle.
Belle. Hello, Belle. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, going well. Okay, first question for Belle, please.
All right, what did you have for dinner last night?
Oh, what did I have for dinner? Oh, lasagna.
Mm, okay, Meg?
All right, how many presents do you buy at Christmas?
A lot.
A lot,
ballpark,
okay.
Ballpark, ballpark.
Pardon?
A ballpark figure. How
like
many do you reckon?
50?
About, yeah, anywhere from 50.
Mm, I know. You're 47, Belle.
Okay. What do you reckon, Meg?
38?
I think you are 48.
I'm 50.
Oh, another point!
Oh, good job, Belle. Thank you.
Jeez,
young
I've
name
done well.
Fooled us. Yeah, you did. Hey, you've pulled it back. Still trailing in third position, though, but that's okay. No points for Meg, 1 point for me. Great.
Exactly right. The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Novos.
Maddie.
Meg.
And Crevo.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
Novos.
Let's go.
I'll tell you what, there's no other station you need to be on across your workday as we go 105 minutes commercial free with Jackson.
Yo.
Oh, the Killers.
Coming to the Hunter Valley next year. Very exciting.
Oh, yeah, they're going to Foreshore Park, right?
I can't remember.
I think so.
I've been avoiding it until I can buy concert tickets again.
All right. Yeah. Don't want to break the bank. Meg, no. You're at every concert next year. You're a very busy woman.
Mm.
Walker Hayes.
I'm kind of into this.
Yeah?
It is cool.
Yeah.
It's like a few
country hip-hop, isn't it? Yeah.
Rita Ora as well.
My favourite Rita Ora song
I love when
ever.
She was in the country. She was a bit of fun.
She's back next year for The Voice as well. She
right.
signed on.
Her and her four boyfriends and girlfriends. I love those pap photos.
Isn't this the Calvin Harris produced song?
Yes.
And then he stopped her from performing
yeah,
it after
so
they broke up.
She cheated
on him. Yeah.
And now she's not allowed to perform it live. Unfortunate, because this would be the song I'd go to hear live.
How petty is Calvin Harris, by the way?
On that level.
You can't sing my song ever again.
I mean, if it is a song, though, where it says, I will never let you down. I mean,
and that's exactly what she did.
Absolutely. Newcastle's on the block of ad-free music kicking off after 9 o'clock. Crevo.
Yeah, look, after 9 o'clock, another thing you can do is rate the music. They're having the annual checkup. How's this, though? The prize. We've got to talk about this. An outdoor package and from Outdoor Furniture Factory valued at $5,000. So a barbecue, outdoor setting with a table and chairs, umbrella to shade you this summer, and the best bit, a funky egg chair to relax in. So there's all that at newfm.com.au. It's very simple. Do the big music checkup and you could win that. You want it, they've got it. Outdoor Furniture Factory, they have the stock ready to go at offco.com.au.
So you head to the website, it's smack bang in the middle.
Mm.
It takes around 15 minutes, so it does yeah. take a little bit longer, but the prize is so much bigger.
$5,000. Imagine getting that for summer. You've got all your friends, family around. It looks absolutely mint at your place.
You showed me the barbecue you two before. Yeah. Very swish.
Oh, my God. I wish I could have it.
We'll do the survey.
Well, I'm not allowed, but I'll probably still do it. Yeah. Maybe.
Up next, so we're going to talk your animal bite stories. I was looking at a friend of mine on Facebook over the weekend, and the poor bugger, she rescues, I know you guys are going to cringe, but she rescues rats.
Yeah.
Which are very, very cute.
What, like out the drain or something?
No, so basically any rats that get bred and they, you know, end up homeless, she takes them in.
Wait, where does she find the rats?
I'm not 100% sure.
Is it like
sure
a rat homeless shelter?
Yes, basically. Wow. I'm assuming. I don't know. But the thing is, she does good things. She rescues rats. They're adorable. But one of them actually went a little bit too far. She was cleaning the cage with one of the Chuck's cloths.
Oh, yeah.
And they got scared of the Chuck's cloth and bit her on the finger. And you think a rat bite can't be that bad. 250 ml of blood that she lost from this, from this bite.
That's like a popper of blood.
Yeah, exactly. So the next day, she's gone to the hospital just to get the wound cleaned and all that kind of stuff. Ended up being dragged in for x-rays, put on an antibiotic drip, possible surgery for a clean out, and then had to see a hand specialist for possible nerve damage, all from a bite from her pet rat Nugget.
You know what? That's why you shouldn't keep rats as pets.
But they're so cute.
But they're not, Meg. They are disgusting and they stink.
So this is my old neighbour. And when she was trying to sell her house, she used to bring the little rat bus, as she'd call it, because it was on wheels, down to my apartment. And her little rat used to just walk around my apartment. She was so cute.
Why'd they bring it up in the elevator? Just send it up the drain pipe like the other ones.
But we want to know on 13 10 09 your animal bite stories. Did you lose 250 ml of blood from a rat bite?
Or worse. The Novos.
Yeah, my poor friend copped a rat bite from her pet rat Nugget, which I think is such an adorable name, first of all. She went to the hospital just to get it cleaned out, and she ended up getting dragged in for antibiotics, x-rays, and possibly nerve damage. She had to go see a hand specialist, all because of a rat bite.
Adorable name for a horrible creature. Rats are not meant to be pets. They're vicious. I don't think that they're
nice. So
sweet. I just hate rodents.
As I said, I babysat hers before, and they were adorable.
Ever since the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles had that enemy rat, I can't remember what its name was.
Isn't that like the leader?
I thought he was the enemy. Splinter, wasn't it?
No, Splinter's the leader.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just think of bananas in pajamas, but trust me, I'm a rat. And he does the thing with his whiskers.
That's
two types of people in this world.
That thought, though, of a rat savaging your hand, like gnawing on your tendons, no thank you.
Major blood loss.
According to her, though, after he realised, his little rat realised, he started, like, licking her to make her feel better.
Oh, that'll get you infected. Because
he realised what he did. Oh, Louise, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, tell us, what animal bit you?
So, I was letting my cat in the back door.
Mm-hmm.
And my next-door neighbour's dog was chasing the cat.
Yeah.
And as I went to, like, kick the dog away, the cat scratched my foot and the dog bit me on my foot. And I was, it was bleeding and pretty swollen. Went to the hospital, got a tetanus jab.
Mm-hmm.
And within 2 days, I was really ill, and my foot was pretty swollen and red. Yeah. And I ended up being admitted to hospital for 10 days.
Oh!
And I was on a really, like, strong antibiotic. And whilst I was in there, I got tonsillitis as well.
Oh, man. God. So was it just some sort of, like, germ from the dog or cat?
It was both, I believe.
Oh, you poor bugger.
They had to draw around the infection to make sure it didn't spread to my leg.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyone that gets bit by a dog or scratched by a cat, make sure you go to the hospital.
Yeah, straight away. Yeah. It all comes in threes,
double
right?
Double whammy for that one.
Well, with the tonsillitis.
Yeah.
Terrible. Let's go to Jess up next. How you doing?
Hello?
Hey, Jess. What was your animal bite story?
I got bitten by a redneck spider on a train in Sydney.
Oh, no.
On a train?
This is my worst fear.
I was a little bit intoxicated at the time and thought it was very funny.
Of course. So
slept it off and forgot about it and was profusely sick for probably the next
week or so afterwards.
So you didn't go straight... After a redback bite, you meant to go straight to the hospital, yeah?
I went and enjoyed my night out and completely forgot about it.
I love that it's just a casual lull for you now.
Could have killed me, but
instead of the hospital, you went to the pub.
What was that?
I said instead of the hospital, you went to the pub.
I went to the pub, yes.
Oh my God.
The alcohol made it might have killed the... I don't know.
As kids, right, we're told...
I thought it was the world's worst hangover you've ever had.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, see, we're told as kids... Don't go near the redback spider, you'll die. My parents drummed that into me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So, like, what did it feel like after?
It was a huge amount of pain.
Yeah.
I'd never felt anything like it. It was worse than a bee sting. And I rolled up my jeans and this redback crawled out from underneath. And
did you kill it at least?
I had to laugh after that. But I had a very swollen leg, profusely vomiting, was absolutely sick.
Well, I hope that had a date with the bottom of your foot.
Terrible.
Jeez.
Normally, I'm the type of person who doesn't like killing spiders, but in that scenario...
Oh, man.
See you later.
God.
No, I would. I'm sorry.
One more. Helen, hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, Helen. Were you savaged by an animal?
By a little Bichon Frise puppy.
Oh, a tiny little ankle biter dog.
Tiny little fluffy frou-frou dog, yeah.
Okay, so what happened with the situation?
Well, it was my little sister's dog, and I was up visiting from... I used to live in Sydney, so I was up visiting her. And I picked it up and started blowing air in its face, as you do, to make them snap at the air. And it latched onto my nose.
Oh!
And it was on there for a good 5 seconds, which is a long time with something attached to your face.
Mm.
Well, yeah.
Now, I ended up with a bit of a sore near my septum, so when it scabbed over, it kind of looked like a booger. And I worked as a checkout girl, and every second person on a pension day would say to me, "Darling, there's something on your nose, you need to get rid of it." And I'm like, "It's not a scab, it's not a booger, it's a scab." So I got sick of the marking, so I put a post-it note on my forehead. And it said, "It's not a booger."
That just draws attention to it.
My boss over the loudspeaker said, "Helen, can you please remove the post-it note from your forehead?"
Jeez.
Oh, jeez.
Little puppy.
This is what happens when you mess with dogs.
Yeah. Do you know what, though? All the rat lovers are coming at me now.
Oh, really?
I'm just getting all the messages, yeah.
Oh,
a rat's probably cleaner than Maddie. Not an insult, just honest. Thanks for that.
Oh, don't mess with the rat community. That's what you've learned.
They're massive. Mm. Who knew?
I've had 3 messages.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Relax.
It's just a rat.
Exactly. I stand by that.
Smash for cash up next.
Yes, $525. All you got to do is figure out what we smashed with a hammer. This is what it sounded like. If you know what that is, 13-10-09, this is your chance at over $500.
Yeah, some guesses so far, Milo tin, a coin tin, and earlier on today, a DVD player. None of those. If you want to have a stab, 13-10-09.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times. Now, where's that hammer?
Yeah. Very simple. All you have to do is figure out what got smashed. Of course, Meg is the only one that knows amongst us. So Maddie and I are playing along. $525 on offer right now. Let's meet our contestant.
Let's go to Brandon from Curry Curry. Owns amusement park rides. How do you get into that, Brandon?
Well, my partner started it back when he was 12 years old.
Yep.
And then I just came on board pretty much. Hey. He started as a DJ and just grew for the business from there.
Do you want to know what Meg actually wanted to ask you, Brandon? And she's way too polite too.
What's that?
How many teeth do you have?
I've got all my teeth.
There you go.
You know, like, not carnies. To generalise, but some carnies are missing a few, right? That's what you're getting at there,
Nick,
right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
So full set for Brandon.
We try to, like, not look like a carny business.
Good.
What's the most popular thing that you hire out?
Well,
Well, what's the big cash cow for you? What are you making the big stacks from? Because I know
we've got something called the mechanical meltdown.
Oh, yeah. What's that like?
And have you seen the Wipeout show where the bars swing around and you stand on both platforms?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And yeah, so we've got one of those pretty much. It's just a 6-person inflatable, and they stand on the platforms and they stand over, jump over and duck underneath the poles.
That sounds so much fun.
That's really cool. So you get like the corporate events, stuff like that, plus take it out to all the shows and everything.
Pretty much.
How cool.
Good stuff.
What a great business. Awesome. Love it.
Let's do it, man. 525 up for grabs today. What do you think this sound is?
It sounds like someone hitting a table and a coin jumping up and then, like, spinning around.
Meg, is it correct?
Incorrect, Brandon.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Brandon.
Good to chat to you, fun, man. Very interesting.
There you go, guys. Yeah. Back tomorrow. So that means we've had coin on the table getting smashed. No. DVD player. No. A coin tin and a Milo tin. All the incorrect guesses, newfm.com.au. And keep listening. Another chance to play tomorrow, guys. That's us done. Enjoy the rest of your day.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. 105 commercial free is up next, though, with Jackson.
He's bad.
I know.
Vance Joy.
And oh, love
missing
him.
Piece.
Love him.
This is some Pink I can get involved in.
Oh,
like the older Pink. Mm-hmm. Before she was friends with Ellen.
Yeah. Good vintage, this one.
Ty Verdes as well, A-OK.
You'd hear this in Byron Bay with a Corona in hand. That's all the vibes I get.
Have you been to Byron Bay?
No, but I was expecting this music. That's what it would be like at a random pub for all the people who are not from Byron Bay. The pub that the people...
The Byron Bay Hotel.
I think there's more gluten-free wine up there. It's probably
vegan?
More
is there vegan wine?
Yeah, probably.
I love his voice, Ty Verdes. Very cool. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Catch you then.